Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and today I wanted to do a review of some juicers because I've been getting a lot of questions about what kind of juicer to buy. And I recently upgraded my juicer to a Hiram juicer, which is a juicer in a class all on its own. So I wanted to show you this juicer compared to my old juicer and explain to you the different kinds of juicers. So we actually bought this juicer used on Kijiji, and by doing that, we saved about $100. This juicer, the cheapest we could find it in Canada, runs about $353 plus taxes and shipping if you need to order it online. So definitely scouting it out and finding a used one will save you a lot of money in taxes and shipping. People do give up on juicing, so watch out for them. Felt a little bad for the guy I was buying it from because he had rosacea, so it might have been worth it for him to keep it and throw some cucumbers through this thing, but his loss, my gain. There are basically three kinds of juicers. There's centrifugal juicers, masticating juicers, and then the Hiram, which stands in a class on its own, as I said. My old juicer here was a centrifugal juicer, and it shreds your fruits and vegetables through a tiny blades in a basket. So it relies on a completely different technology. With the centrifugal juicer, the fast spinning basket flings the pulp into this holding bin. And the drawback is that there's a lot of waste, and often a lot of juice gets left in the fruit and veggie fibers. So many times you push a lot of the fruit and veggies through the centrifugal juicer to get a small amount of juice. And during the shredding, your fruits and veggies are also exposed to oxidation, causing loss of the nutritional quality of the juice, and it also may damage some of the phytonutrients. That being said, you guys saw me use this juicer on a lot of videos, and we used this juicer for a number of years and got a lot of good use out of it. The masticating juicer, which I don't have, was a juicer that uses twin gears. It squeezes fruits and veggies through a single or twin gear process that extracts more juice than centrifugal juicers. They're great for greens and wheatgrass, and they've been favorite for serious juicers for years. The problem is that they are slow. They take up a lot of room on the counter. They're the big wide ones, and they take a long time to assemble, clean up, and reassemble. There are also a lot more expensive than the centrifugal juicer, so the point of entry isn't as easy for people. I've also heard that a lot of people have given up on their twin gear juicers because their shoulder gets sore from pushing the fruit and veggies down on them. So let me tell you why I chose my Hiram juicer. You can see it has a small footprint. It doesn't take up a lot of room on your counter. It's quiet. You're going to see today it's really quiet. I'll be able to talk to you in my videos while it's running. It actually juices wheatgrass. It juices greens really well. It is much better than my old centrifugal juicer because it juices the greens better than my old centrifugal juicer. The old centrifugal juicer kind of whips them around and throws them into the holding basket. It makes nut milks. I'm going to show you how it makes nut milks today, so no more straining nut milks through nut milk bags. The Hiram juicer, it uses a slow juice technology developed by the Hiram company. This rubs the juice out of the fruits and vegetables. It means you don't lose any nutrition through the oxidation or damage with phytonutrients through the blades. And when we show you the juice that comes out of this versus out of this, you'll see that the Hiram juice is actually darker and richer. It even actually looks more nutrient dense. The efficient extraction process means more juice from the same quantity of fruits and vegetables. We're going to test that today and see if that's actually true. So we've got the same amount of fruits and vegetables here. 2 cups of spinach, 2 Asian pears, same amount of ginger, and see if that's true. And even though it's a slow juicer, it juices slow, it's actually as quick as my old centrifugal juicer. I don't find it takes any more time. It's fun to drop. It's really fun to drop your fruits and vegetables in here and watch them get drawn in. It is really fun. You can get your kids to do it. My daughter really loves using this juicer. The pulp is incredibly dry. I'll show you as it comes out. It is really dry. And there is less waste. We'll show you the waste out of this versus the waste out of this. It's amazing. It tastes better. It does taste better. It has something to do with, I think, the way this one draws the nutrients out of the fruits and veggies. You'll look at these juices side by side after, and you'll see which one you would choose based on which one looks darker. The juice doesn't separate, so you'll see. I'm going to juice this one first so that you can see how. One of the reasons why we bought those straws is so that you can continually stir your juice. And what we've been finding is we don't really need our straws as much anymore because this juice out of the Hurom doesn't separate. And then there's much less foam. The centrifuge juicer causes the way that it whirs the juice and the oxidation process causes a lot of foam. There's way less foam on this Hurom juicer. Depending on what you're juicing, sometimes there's no foam. And it's pretty easy to clean. I never found my centrifugal juicer that hard to clean. The masticating juicer would be like way hard to clean. But you'll see, I'm going to show you how you can run water through it to move on to do almond milk. So in some cases, it's pretty easy to go right through. So we'll start and do the centrifugal juicer with the Asian pears, ginger, and spinach. Just wanted to show you how loud this one is compared to the other one. Okay, so here's the juice that we got out of this, and you can see all the foam on top of that. Okay, well, you'll see it in the glass. So we'll pour it in here. So that's the yield out of that one. And we'll let that sit and we'll see how much we get out of the Hurom. So I'll just turn on the Hurom and we'll get going on the Hurom. So the way the Hurom works is you just drop the fruit in the top and then it gets squeezed out. And you can hear that I can talk to you over it, and this isn't going to wake anybody up. The greens squeeze out. The waste comes out of here. I don't know if you can see that. We'll show them after them. Kind of works like a digestive system. That needs to be cut again. So you just drop it in and then it pulls it in. And then you can see the juice coming out. Sometimes the greens squeak a little in this one. And then when you're done with this one, you can just run a little bit of water through to get the rest of the juice out. And then I'll just tip it as well. Oh, wow. That's quite a bit more juice. Okay, so you can see how much more. I didn't expect it to be that much more. I even put a bigger Asian pear in the centrifugal juicer, to be fair. Okay, so you can see how much more juice, and then you can see how much more foam there is on the centrifugal juicer. And it's maybe, I don't know if you can see in the video how much deeper the color is on this one. Yeah, so it's quite a bit deeper color. And then let me show you the waste versus, so this is what the waste looks like coming out of the Hiram. It's really dry and compact. And so here's what came out of the Hiram. For all that juice. Okay. And then, we're still dropping juice out of there. And then the centrifugal juicer. So you can see there's a lot more, and then see how much juice there's left to come out of that still. And big pieces of apple and stuff still. So and how wet that is compared. So yeah, I'll tilt it once I get it all out. There's still more in here, but that gives you a good idea of how much. Okay, so there's the centrifugal versus the Hiram, and how much drier the Hiram is. So that's the difference between the two juicers. If you have any questions, leave them below. Leave your comments below. And I look forward to your questions and comments. I think I'll have this one. Cheers. Namaste.
Finding a great yoga class is becoming more costly and difficult. Now there's a better way to self-improvement in the privacy of your own home. Visit Dr. Melissa West at melissawest.com and start getting free weekly online videos. Real yoga for real people.